And maybe thinking about a little summer holiday for yourself, maybe a little getaway instead of the massive, big, long holiday that takes ages to plan and even longer to book in. Well, that is what we talked about that earlier in the week, and we were kind of split 50-50 on it. But it turns out with some of the research saying taking those shorter breaks is good for us. And a travel specialist from What If, Amanda Beer, has got some thoughts on that. Good morning, Amanda. What are some of the research telling us about taking those little breaks throughout the year?
Good morning. So we went ahead and surveyed over 1,000 Australian workers, and we wanted to understand that sort of positive impact you get from holidays. And what we found is that 96% of Aussie workers felt, you know, much more recharged after a holiday. But the accumulation of say, 4 mini breaks throughout a 12-month period found higher recharge levels for a longer period of time, on average 3.2 days, after you went away on those mini breaks. And that could be a, you know, literally 2 or 3 day long weekend going away.
So it doesn't even need to be like a full week. You just sort of book in a Friday and a Monday and sort of have a real long weekend, and that does the trick.
Exactly. I mean, think about how hard we work these days. From an employee point of view, there's obviously less stress knowing you'll be back at work. You know, no need to sort of do that sort of big handover. And then come back feeling refreshed and, you know, much happier employee. And from a productivity side for the employers, obviously you're getting a much more pleasant and productive employee as well.
Would it also be fair to say from a business standpoint that because you don't have somebody out of the workplace for a huge chunk of time, that's not a case of, oh, we need to find someone to cover for that person over an extended period, and it's really just a day or two, that's going to be good for the productivity side of things as well?
Absolutely. So it sounds like it's a win-win, and I think if you sort of plan in that 12-month break, at the moment what we're seeing is 3.2 days, you tend to fall straight back into your routine after a period of time. So that sort of stretch out of mini breaks is great on both sides.
Are we seeing a trend towards having those shorter breaks? Is it something that's just all of a sudden caught on?
Look, I think for Australians, we've always been inherent in wanting to go on trips. And so certainly from a What If perspective, we are seeing a lot more weekends away and what have you over the years. We found some also interesting data around, say, men, for example, found more recharge going on solo trips, whereas women are better recharged after travelling with groups of 6 to 10 people. So those girls' weekends away.
So the research is saying guys prefer to go by themselves, just one off. You really?
Yes, that's what it's showing.
Okay.
So
I've got to say, man, I've never been one for the taking holiday by myself. It's got to be at least with somebody or at least a small group of people. But maybe that's just me.
So from a recharge perspective, from lengthening that time, but I guess the average Aussie worker typically travels, our data shows, you know, about 3.1 people. So, you know, quite typically your family or partner or what have you.
I think, of course, the key is just to make sure that you don't put off having a break, because there's going to be health benefits and you're going to be less grumpy around the workplace and around your family and friends as well.
That is absolutely the advice. And I think springtime, particularly over, you know, the October long weekend or the school holidays coming up, it's definitely a great time to travel as well.
And finally, Amanda, because it's only a short break and not like 3 or 4 weeks, you won't be boring all your friends with 5,000 photos of look what we did on holidays. Just a weekend's worth.
Good call. Some people love that, yes.
Thank you, Amanda, for that. And we'll head off to book something in this morning. Thank you for your time.
Sounds great, Robert. Take care.
From What If Travel, one of their specialists there, Amanda Beer. It does sound great, doesn't it? A short little getaway over a nice couple of days. Can see it already. 27 past 9 at 2NURFM.